So far, what are you seeing in terms of the three types of partial breast irradiation? What fraction is each?
For the phase three trial, right now, interestingly enough, even though the Mammocyte catheter has been used in over 14,000 patients since it was cleared in May of 2002 by the FDA, the phase three trial is currently heavily favoring 3D conformal external beam radiation therapy. Over the last few months, though, we've seen an increase in the utilization of the Mammocyte. And there's actually a very nice percentage of patients even being treated with the multiple catheter brachytherapy. So there are those subset of patients where that particular technique is more advantageous. But the trends in the future, I think, will be for probably equivalent utilization of the Mammocyte and 3D conformal in a phase three trial.
What do you think is going on in clinical practice right now outside of a protocol setting?
In terms of what's happening off protocol across the country with respect to partial breast irradiation, I think right now the Mammocyte is clearly the most utilized partial breast irradiation technique. Again, I don't have data to confirm that, but just in terms of giving lectures across the country, hearing what's going on, that appears to be the case. Again, because 3D conformal is relatively new, I think there's definite interest in a non-invasive partial breast irradiation technique. But because of the limited data right now off protocol, there's not as many sites that are doing it. I think in the future, as the data mature for both the Mammocyte and 3D conformal, you'll probably see a very equivalent utilization of those two techniques. And at the same time, there's always going to be that 10-15% of patients that are going to be treated with multiple catheter partial breast irradiation. One of the reasons for that, of course, is that those are the data that established where we are today. In other words, we have the greatest number of patients treated with the longest follow-up. But certainly, as the data mature for some of the other techniques, you'll start to see a preference to the easier techniques, the more reproducible techniques, such as the Mammocyte and such as 3D conformal.
Now, your practice, your center utilizes all three?
Our center utilizes all three partial breast irradiation techniques, but we're only treating patients on the phase three trial in order to support the trial currently.
So how do you decide which of the three to use?
Well, the trial is designed so that if a patient is interested in exploring, in other words, deciding whether or not they want to be treated on the trial, what first has to be done is a pre-randomization CT scan. And with that CT scan, the radiation oncologist, with assistance of the surgeon, will look at the lumpectomy cavity and make a determination, actually do a calculation to decide whether or not a patient is a candidate for partial breast irradiation, and then specifically which partial breast irradiation technique that a patient technically qualifies for. So let's say, for example, at our site, we offer all three partial breast irradiation techniques. We will do the pre-randomization CT scan, and we will sit down and determine how many of the three partial breast irradiation techniques the patient qualifies for from a technical standpoint. If they only qualify for one of the techniques, we let the patient know. If they agree to that technique, then the patient is randomized to either whole breast irradiation or that particular partial breast irradiation technique. However, if the patient is a candidate for all three partial breast irradiation techniques, then they can tell us which one they want. And then when they're randomized, they would be randomized to the technique that they've chosen.